Tonight, an Iranian drone struck the grounds of a U.S. consulate in Dubai, setting it ablaze. There are no reports of casualties, but it's part of a punishing campaign by Tehran that has seen the United Arab Emirates targeted more than any other nation in the Gulf. The UAE's Ministry of Defense released this video showing its air defenses intercepting one of 186 Iranian missiles fired at the country. Most were shot out of the sky. But the damage to hotels and residences has been extensive.
Oh my God.
At least 3 people have been killed and nearly 70 injured. The Gulf state's military spokesman, Major General Abdel Nasser al-Hammadi, has said the state will repel any aggression against it. Qatar says it's been targeted by more than 100 ballistic missiles and at least 39 drones. Some strikes shot down one of its main liquefied natural gas plants, the lifeblood of its economy and spiking prices globally. Majid al-Ansari, the foreign ministry spokesman, was blunt.
The attacks like these will not go unanswered.
Qatar says it's already shot down at least 2 Iranian bombers while denying reports it has struck inside Iran. Now it and the UAE joined Saudi Arabia, Oman, Kuwait, and Bahrain facing a stark choice. Absorb Iranian strikes or join the US and Israel to hit back.
And tonight, Qatar has announced the arrest of what it said are 2 cells operating here in Doha for Iran's Revolutionary Guard, potentially raising the stakes even further for a further confrontation with Tehran.